多很多丰富的感受。
I'm sure all the brothers and sisters sitting here today will have plenty of feelings towards love.
大家的第一反应应该是想到爱情。
Perhaps our first reaction would be to think of relationships.
因为一眼望去，你们都处在一个美丽的恋爱阶段的年龄。
Because looking at all of us around, we're at that age.
有的已经在热恋之中。
Some are already in relationships.
有的准备开始热恋。
Some are preparing to enter into a relationship.
这是一种两性之间互相取悦、互相欣赏的爱，非常非常美丽。
This is a mutual affection between people of two different genders, and it's a beautiful thing.
英文叫 love.
In English, it's called love.
希腊文叫 eros.
The Greek equivalent is eros.
但是大家很失望，我今天不讲这种爱。
However, unfortunately, we are not talking about this kind of love today.
那么讲到 love, 大家可能想到，我们好朋友之间的爱。
Perhaps when we think of love, it may be the love between good friends.
因为你有好朋友爱你，然后你也可以去爱好朋友，是不是一个很幸福的人？
Because if your good friends love you and you love your good friends, you must be a very lucky person, right?
这种 love 希腊文叫 Philadelphia.
This kind of love was termed by the Greeks as Philadelphia.
可惜我今天也不讲这种爱。
But unfortunately, once again today, we are not talking about this type of love.
我们今天讲的爱是神的爱。
Today we are talking about God's love.
这种圣的爱。
A holy love.
这种圣的爱是为了他人的好处。
It is a love that is for others.
甘愿牺牲自己的这种爱。
So much so that we are willing to sacrifice ourselves.
这种爱希腊文叫 agape.
This kind of love is called agape.
我们再来读一遍约翰福音三章十六节。
So let us once again read John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
你们告诉我谁会背这个经文？
So,
能够背的举手好吗？
So please raise your hand if you can memorize this verse.
哦，至少有很多很多人会背。但是我们有没有深入的想过，你对神的爱，他的长阔高深有多少？你的答案可能都不一样。
Many of us have indicated that we can memorize this verse, but how many of us can say that we understand the depth and the greatness of God's love? And I think we'll get different answers from different people.
所以我今天带着大家把那个镜头转向去年九月份我到柬埔寨去短宣的时候看到的一组故事，通过这个故事跟你们一起分享神的那种长阔高深的爱。
So now I'd like to take the opportunity to turn your attention to the mission trip to Cambodia that I went on last year and share a few stories and anecdotes with you demonstrating the greatness of God's love.
那我们起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父，救主耶稣基督，我们真的是不敢相信你就这样破碎了自己来爱我们这群不配的人。主啊，我们今天来到这个地方，若不是你的爱，我们什么也没有。但是你的爱充满我们的时候，我们就知道何为爱，何为新生命，何为福分。愿这个爱今天浇灌在这个地方，让我们透过你的爱去满满的把这个祝福带给所有没有听到的人，奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们先有两组故事。第一组故事，我们从神的爱的宽度上是无穷无尽的。
Well, there are two groups of stories. The first groups of stories tell us that God's love is limitless and very abundant.
这个宽度我这是形容啊，其实神的爱是没有办法形容的。我这是做一个象征的说，从那个四个完全不同背景的儿童群体来看，神的爱是无条件、无阻拦的送到每一个儿童的生命当中。
And by the word abundant, I do mean it is actually limitless. And from four different groups of young people, we can see the way that God's love has been unconditional and unstoppable brought into the life of each child.
那么为什么要从儿童开始分享呢？
So why am I comparing different groups of children?
因为柬埔寨这个国家和其他国家是完全不一样的。
Because Cambodia as a country is very different to most other countries.
有谁去过柬埔寨吗？
Who's been to Cambodia?
好，John，了不起啊！啊，我知道John去过缅甸，他竟然也去过柬埔寨，真是厉害。柬埔寨这个国家为什么不一样？因为1975年到1978年，可能在座都没有出生，这个三年之间，他们这个国家有大屠杀，这个大屠杀总共死了多少人？300万。
The special thing about Cambodia is in its history, during the years of 1975 to 1978, they suffered this huge massacre, what was called the Khmer Rouge, whereby over 3 million people were killed.
当时他的国家人口多少呢？600多万。
The population of the entirety of Cambodia in those times was only about 6 million.
那死了多少人呢？
So then, simple arithmetic, what proportion of people were killed?
差不多一半的成年人。
That was about half.People.
而且都是城市的人口。
Half people were, they were usually adults and they were usually from the urban areas.
我反过来说。好，我们来看，先看这个一个组背景照片。你看我在这个地方，后面那个塔看上去很漂亮，是吗？
So let us look at the pictures that I've brought. You can see the tower in the background. It's quite a nice looking tower.
但是再望近看看。
But if you look closely,
那上面一些白的反光，现在还看不清楚。我们再望近看看，看到没有？
But if you look closely through the windows, what do you see?
再望近看一下。
What do you see?
这是什么？
What are these?
这是人和头骨，而且他们的头骨呢，有的已经过那个DNA测试以后做上一个 mark， 有的没有。
There are thousands of human skulls here, and not only that, many of them have been branded and marked by their enemies.
所以这个头骨现在就那个刚才看起来很漂亮的塔，它不是一个其他的建筑物，是大屠杀纪念馆。
So the beautiful tower that we saw before was none other than a memorial building for the Khmer Rouge.
所以它的这人口呢是一个。这个这个中间大两头尖的比例，中间啊中间小两头大的比例，它中间那个人差不多像我这样的年龄的人很多都已经死掉了。那么上面是老人，下面是儿童，它的国家的人口比例就这样子。
And hence the population of Cambodia is very skewed in that on both the extremes of younger people and older people it is relatively normal, but the middle-age adult population is significantly smaller because of this massacre.
那么全世界的宣教士呢在那个地方做宣教工作做老人是很难做的，所以都把那个焦点放在儿童身上。
And hence, as a point of strategy, all the missionaries that go to Cambodia, because, you know, it's a lot less effective working on an older population, they all go for the younger population.
就像你们的年龄甚至比你们还要小的。
For example, people our age or younger.
因为根据宣教历史上最好的记录，一个娃娃就是说进入宣教士办的学校里面，他后来可以带一个整个家族200人信主。
Because starting from children, as records and history has shown, many of these students are able to grow up and grow large churches of over 200 people.
所以下面我们就看这个不同的宣教士选的不同的儿童群体。我们来看第一个，这个是一个叫。静心会的幼稚园，这个已经蒙受主恩的幼稚园。
And hence we see many missionary groups help these children develop them into becoming church leaders. For example, the Rossi Keogh Baptist Church Group.
为什么说蒙受主恩的幼稚园呢？因为他们的这个教会已经有非常的实力和基础，所以呢对他们有很大的关怀，而且他招生的对象呢都是信主的家庭。
This kindergarten is quite blessed. It was special because the church already had solid foundations in it, solid strength, and a lot of the attendants were Christian families.
然后他们也可以公开地教导圣经。
And so they were very blessed in that they could study the Bible very openly.
孩子们在这个地方呢，学圣经、唱圣诗，可以非常自由、非常快乐。
And children could learn about the Bible, sing hymns, and freely and joyfully worship.
他们会唱很多很多的赞美诗。
They are able to sing many different hymns and songs of worship.
你们别看我这个跳得很难看，但是孩子们很高兴，是吧？
Although this dance looks a bit awkward, the children were very entertained. The gentleman with the white hair in the background is their pastor.
这是我们的短宣队员, 都是BCV的。
And this is the missions group from BCV.
现在叫MST,
or nowadays referred to as MST.
你看他们高兴吗? 你看他们笑得多高兴?
You see the kids, they are all quite joyful, relatively.
所以说这一群儿童是最蒙福的。
And hence, these children are really quite blessed.
好,我们再看第二组。第二组儿童这个叫Happy Tree,不是Happy Tree,这叫喜乐幼儿园。Now
let us look at the second group of children. They are from Joy Kindergarten.
这个喜乐幼儿园是很特别的。Joy
Kindergarten is quite special, quite unique.
因为这里面,你们看这一位宣教士。 她是一个单身的香港女宣教士，叫陈丽娟。
Because it was quite special because of this particular lady. She is a single female missionary from Hong Kong.
她是位让我非常非常感动的宣教士。
And this lady Chen Lijuan was quite inspirational to me.
她到了柬埔寨以后，她骑着单车，骑着自行车在柬埔寨整整骑了5个月，在考察做什么施工比较好。
Upon arriving in Cambodia, she rode around on a mere push bike for 5 months before deciding what missions to pursue.
所以呢，她最后5个月以后，她选择做儿童的事，幼儿园的事工。原因呢，我刚才已经讲过了。
And after these 5 months, she finally decided to undertake children's ministry for the reasons I previously mentioned.
因为她在香港呢，有这方面的教育背景和工作经验。
Because she already had a background in education in Hong Kong, and she was quite experienced at it.
她这个幼儿园是有这个教会支持办的。Her
kindergarten was helped funded by this church.
这个幼儿园从开始的时候，她从30个人开始做起的。She
started the kindergarten with merely 30 children.
她总共现在做下来有做到现在有300多人。
And to date now, she has over 300.
他们的教育质量非常非常高。The
quality of education is very high.
她属于一种精英式的学校。And
she is actually regarded as quite a prestigious institution.
我这里插一下，因为没有这个书面上的，就是说柬埔寨呢，它是公立学校是不收费的。Well,
just to interject here, the public school system in Cambodia does not require any school fees.
但是呢，他因为这个国家非常腐败，所以说他要收很多的其他的费用，学费没有，但其他的费用很多。But
because of the mass corruption prevalent in Cambodia, these public schools who should have no school fees collect a lot of other types of fees.
而且他的老师因为工资非常低，公立学校老师，如果说学校里给的低呢，他就要跟学生做生意，学生要买他很多东西，他才给你教课。
And the teachers, who are paid a very measly public wage, are often forced to, or not forced to, but they often undertake other types of fees from students, for example, selling their own products to children before they would agree to teach them.
那么就是说，家长付给学校的其实整个费用，表面上是不收费，实际上差不多一个月要$300。
Hence, although in principle parents should not have to pay any school fees because the public school system should be free. Parents in general pay about $300 a month to teachers in miscellaneous fees for an education.
那么私立学校最贵的有多少呢? 私立学校最贵的一个月要收$1,500。
And with respect to private schools, the most expensive ones cost about $1,500 per month.
那么柬埔寨人平均的工资呢，是一个月$100。
Whereas the average wage of an average Cambodian worker is about $100 a month.
你们就知道这个教育的费用的比例跟他们的孩子收入有多大的差别。And
hence you can see the disparity between income per average worker compared to the cost of education in Cambodia.
但是这个学校，我就是要讲这个学校，它是收费的，但是收的费呢是很公开、很标准，而且没有任何的这个 under table 的费用。But
in comparison to this current school, Joy Kindergarten. All the fees are very transparent and very open, and nothing is taken under the table. It's a very fair system.
比公立学校高一点。
It's usually a little bit higher than the public schooling system.
比私立学校低得多得多。
But well below what a private school would cost.
所以说呢，很多很多的家庭都要把这个孩子送进去。
And hence, many families are trying or wish to send their kids to this institution.
所以他们说这个学校比那个招生呢困难程度超过墨尔本大学。
And hence, word on the street is to enroll your children into this school, it's actually harder than getting your kids into Melbourne University.
为什么呢？因为他们的房子有限，他们不是为了挣钱，就是去扩大招生，他们就不扩大招生。比方说，他300个 capacity， 他就不超过一个，你送多少钱他也不招。
Why is that? It's because they only have enough facilities and rooms available for about 300 children, and hence, no matter how much you want to pay them, they are unable to fit children, and hence, they won't.Take your enrollment.
那么他们的招生对象呢，都是华人家庭，是不信主的。
And their main targets are Chinese families and mostly those who do not yet believe in God.
你们知道我们华人家庭都是讲究实用主义，是不是？价廉物美，教育好，我钱又付得少，他都要打破脑袋往里走。
I mean, because Chinese families are often very pragmatic. They like schools whose fees are reasonable, transparent, and have a high quality of education.
所以送进去的时候，并不是为了这个学校是教会办的，而是因为这个学校价廉物美。
And hence, a lot of the times when Chinese parents send their kids here, it's not because that the church, the kindergarten belongs to a church, but rather because of the quality of the education.
一开始连孩子吃饭祷告，他们家长都反对。
Initially, a lot of parents are even against the idea of the children saying grace before the meals.
后来不得了，后来发现他们孩子读书一段时间以后，这孩子变了，他有爱心。又肯牺牲，有这个帮助他人的心，又很敬虔。
But later, the parents slowly begin to change their minds as the children grow and develop and become loving and willing to sacrifice and a much quality of moral aptitude.
上帝做事很奇妙，孩子变了，然后家长就慢慢的也跟着变，然后学校呢利用那个圣诞节啊、复活节就举行大型的这个福音演表演晚会。
And God is very wonderful as he is able to change the perceptions from these parents through their children. And there is a lot of outreach activities every Christmas and Easter to get the parents involved.
孩子表演，家长都很高兴，很骄傲。所以这孩子家长来看，看了福音就传给他们。
I mean, whenever the kids are performing, parents are always very proud. And hence, when they come to these events, the gospel is slowly spread.
好了，我们对比了两个故事，再来看第三个故事。这是他们的校长，这是中间的是一位校长，这位是宣教士，这是我们短宣队。
So now onto the third story. In the middle, we see the principal surrounded by.
这是第二个，刚才对不起，这是第二个故事的最后一张照片。这刚才那个学校的校长。
Sorry, this is still Joy Kindergarten.
这个这 lady 对这个 principal.
This is their principal.
好，这个叫 Happy Tree， 这个是第三个故事，这个。我说他是有福的一个孤儿院。
So now we come on to the third kindergarten called Happy Tree.
为什么说他是有福的
？And I think it is very blessed, and we're about to explain why.
因为这是一个非常特殊的群体，他是悲剧中间的幸运儿。
Because basically this is a very special group of people, and it is bringing up blessings through very tragic circumstances.
为什么？因为这是个艾滋病孤儿院。
Why? Because this is a kindergarten, or this is an orphanage rather for HIV positive children.
而且这些 HIV 正是在发病期间的。
And usually it's the HIV is quite active.
为什么这样说？因为这个国家的道德伦理是非常低下。
And why are these children subject HIV positive? It's because Cambodia is a rather sexually immoral country.
他们的性关系很混乱，很放荡。
There is a lot of debauchery and immorality around in society.
你们知道，孤儿院就是没有父母的，他们的父母哪里去了呢？生下他们以后逃掉了。
And being an orphanage, this insinuates that these children do not have parents. Where did these parents go? They've left the children after they were born.
他们的父母不是死了，是逃掉了，所以他们是有父有母，变成了没父没母。
And by leaving, I don't mean that they've passed away, but rather they've abandoned their children.
感谢主，我今天讲的就是上帝的爱，上帝不会丢下他们，天上的父亲不会丢下他们。
But praise the Lord, no matter what the parents do, God will never abandon his children.
所以上帝感动他的儿女建立了这个开心树的孤儿院，收养了95名孩童，你看那个名单就在上面。
And God has inspired some of his children to create this orphanage, Happy Tree Orphanage, to take in 95 members, 95 of these children.
这个95名儿童每个月要花费100美元的生活费。
These children cost about $100 each a month to keep alive.
这个费用包括治疗、教育、生活照顾，到现在为止没有一个死亡的。
But with these fees comes treatment for the HIV, wife, education, and to date, not a single child has passed away from disease.
你们看看这些孩子是不是很可爱，也很无辜
？And these are such beautiful, cute, and innocent children.
他们下一步怎么办
？What do they do next with their lives?
他们养到18岁以后，如果他的病情稳定。就把他们送回到社会当中去。
I mean, because they are HIV positive, once they turn 18, if their circumstances are quite stable, they are allowed to re-enter into society.
你看他们去吃饭的时候很整齐的排队。
I mean, they are very orderly when they go for meal time.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们比较了刚才两组这个儿童的群体，他们看上去是悲剧的命运。
I mean, comparing these groups of children.Prima facie, their lives look very, very tragic.
但是在上帝的大爱之中，他们得到了亲生父母都不能给的大爱。
But under God's mighty love, they have been able to receive a love that not even their parents would have been able to provide to them.
他们成为上帝的孩子。
They have become children of God.
所以他们不再是孤儿。
And they no longer become orphans.
Amen.
Amen.
然后我们再看下一组，这是一个。农村的蒙恩孩子一群。
And the fourth group moving on now are the rural children.
因为我们柬埔寨是个农业国家，我们刚才介绍的三组都是城市里面的。那么这个城市里面呢，都是城市儿童，他的农业是占了很大的比例，而且农村里面是非常贫穷，交通不便，但是上帝的爱照样送到农村里面。
I mean the three groups that we've mentioned before are all children from the cities, but Cambodia as a country is predominantly agricultural, and hence most of the children actually live in the countryside. And a lot of the countryside regions are very poor and inaccessible, but nevertheless, God's love is still able to reach them.
我们在我们去之前宣教是，就是从教农村的英孩子的英语，每次要开车开三个多小时那种泥泞的道路上，开到那个村里面教英语，先教英语，慢慢再传福音。
Missionaries who try to reach these countryside communities in order to teach English have to travel 3 hours through very muddy roads before they even reach their destination.
感谢主，我们去的正好赶上这个收割的季节，因为前面宣教士已经做了2.5年的工作了。
And although they start off with English lessons, these lessons eventually turn into preaching the gospel. And praise the Lord, by the time we got there, we were witnessing the harvest of conversion there.
我们去那天我们呼召的时候竟然有16位孩子决志信主，你们看到。
And by great fortune, at the day that we were there during the service, when there was an altar call, 16 of these children gave their lives to Christ.
这位宣教士叫 Katie, 她就是驻地的宣教士。
This missionary's name is Katie, and she was the one that oversaw the missionary work there.
而且奇妙的是我们那天准备的礼物是16份。我们也没想到，我们总共就带了16份。
What was even more exciting was that the amount of presents we brought that day to give to the children were exactly 16.
上帝预备的人数正好是16位。
And it was no coincidence that God had prepared indeed 16 children.
不多也不少，阿门。
Not a single one more or less, amen.
好，我们讲完了这个四组孩子，所以我将那个宽度是讲不完的。那长度呢也是讲不完的。
So we've talked about the abundance, the width of God's love, and it is immeasurable.
柬埔寨有刚才讲了，他们的人口是怎么样？是中间小，两头大，对不对？那么下面是孩子，上面是老人。他们的老人，特别是农村的老人，都是濒临死亡的年龄。
So previously we've talked about Cambodia's population, how it's skewed with a lot of people at a young age, not many in the middle ages, and a lot.Of older people, and now we're going to talk about some of the older generation.
所以上帝的大爱照样送到那些即将离开人世的老人家。
God's love is also given to, of course, these elderly people, most of whom are war victims, might I?
这中间的一位老太太叫这个是 Linda， 是一位我们服侍的一个大学生的一个奶奶。
The elderly lady in the middle, her name is Linda.
Linda 是grandmother.
Oh, sorry, is Linda's grandmother.
Linda 是我们服侍的一个大学生群体，因为我宣教士在那里服侍一个叫亚比士事工的一个大学生群体。
Linda is involved in a university group run by missionaries called Jabez Ministries.
然后呢，她是童工，但是她是非常困难的一个家庭出身的。
She is a co-worker for the ministry, but she has had a very hard upbringing.
她在金边上学，她的父母呢做生意赔了本，已经没有钱了，所以到泰国去打工来还债。
During her childhood, her parents' business failed, and they were forced to go and work in Thailand in order to pay the debts.
那么家里面剩下这个老祖母呢，在农村。那个房子你们看到那个墙上吗？那个墙是就是那个草做成的墙，你们说挡得了风还是挡得了雨啊？什么也挡不了。
And she was left with basically her grandmother and younger sister to live in a small hut. And if you look closely at this hut, the side is pretty much built of bamboo.
而且下面还有一个小妹妹，根本就没有以前看医生的。
And her younger sister has no money to see the doctor.
然后我们就是这样，这个 Linda 读书的钱呢，也是这个宣教士借给她的。
Linda's tuition fees are also donated by missionaries.
但是上帝就是把这个爱送进这个贫穷贫苦的家庭里面。
But I mean, it is God's work to send funding into poor families like these to help them grow.
这边是我们的宣教士，这边是当地的宣教士，我们在为他看病。
And this is the grandma is getting treated for illness here.
然后随着这个爱心进去以后，上帝的爱传道，为他祷告，这位奶奶就信主了。
And from continual prayer and preaching the gospel, the grandmother finally gave her life to Christ.
这是我们在当地结的一个成年的唯一的一个果子。
This is one of the only fruits of the labor towards this older generation that we saw.
这是非常不容易的。
This is a very difficult ministry.
弟兄姐妹，在柬埔寨呢，它是佛教是国教，占 97% 的比例。
Because in a country like Cambodia, the main religion is Buddhism, which is 97% prevalent.
他们祖祖辈辈信佛教，你是已经到了血液里面，根本就没有办法改变他们信仰。
And I mean, through so many generations of Buddhist upbringings, it's very hard for them to then convert to something else.
Ben 和那个 John 到缅甸去，缅甸是一个专制的国家，它是不太容许宣教士。但是柬埔寨是一个开放的国家，它允许那个宣教士可以进去。
Some of us have been on mission trips to Myanmar, which is a closed-off country, who are very against missionaries and people spreading the gospel. However, Cambodia is a lot more open to missionaries and missionary work.
但是他不怕你去宣教，因为他知道你要去改变一个成年的佛教徒是比登天还要难的。
And the rationale is the government basically isn't concerned about missionaries because they know in order to convert targets, for example, these Buddhists, it is extremely, extremely difficult.
但是人做不到的，上帝全部可以做到。
But what cannot be done by man is able to be done by God.
好，我们第二周故事要讲上帝大爱的高深。我讲了，这都是我的形容词。其实上帝大爱长阔高深都是没有边的。
But the next story, group of stories, we're going to talk about God's immeasurable love.
啊，这个就刚才 Linda， 我忘了讲，这就是 Linda。
So this is another picture of Linda and her grandmother.
Yeah. 好。第二组故事里面的第一个小故事是上帝爱残废人。
And the first story of the second group of stories is that God loves even the disabled and or handicapped.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们告诉我，福音书里记载了多少主耶稣医治残废人的
？Dear brothers and sisters, how many times do you recall the Gospels depicting how Christ healed people with disabilities, with illness?
先告诉我一两个。主耶稣亲自医治残废人的。
Christ himself healed people with deformities.
太安静了，有很多是不是
？And he did it on many occasions.
有什么？瞎子看见。
He healed the blind so that they could see.
瘫痪人行走，对不对
？And the paralyzed could walk.
枯手恢复，对不对
？The shriveled hand was healed as well.
因为我们的主怜悯残废人。
Because Christ has mercy on people with these kind of conditions.
但是两千多年过去了，今天的残废人多了还是少了？
But 2,000 years later, are there more or less people with disabilities?
今天的残废人仍然是这个世界上的弱势群体。
I mean, 2,000 years later, people with disabilities are still discriminated against by the world.
而且是受最歧视的一个群体。
And in fact, they are probably the most discriminated against.
虽然在澳洲是好得多得多，到处有照顾残废人的那个方面，但是在发展中国家。残废人是非常非常受歧视的一个群体。
I mean, although the issue isn't too obvious in Australia where some measures are taken, however, in developing countries, this issue is very apparent and these people are very vulnerable in society.
这个照片中的主人公叫 Van Sao.
This young man in the photo here is called Van Sao.
Van Sao 他也是亚比斯大学生施工的一个服侍对象。
And he is sponsored by the Jabez Ministry, just like previously.
他的父亲是个佛教界的领袖，就像这个主任牧师一样。
However, his father is a Buddhist leader, much like our vicar or our leaders here.
在农村里面势力很大。
And had a lot of influence in the countryside where they live.
所以他也是个干部子弟，也是当官的儿子。
Oh, and hence he is kind of the heir to a man of great influence.
但是他作为残废人，他还是得不到很好的照顾。
However, because of his disability, he is still unable to get the same opportunities a normal person would.
感谢主，就是说上帝的爱就像春雨一样的洒到他的生命当中去，让他慢慢的长出来。
However, praise God, for God's love still rains on him, just as it does on everyone else.
是宣教士帮助他上大学。
Missionaries have helped him attend university.
让他免费住在亚比斯那个施工的学校宿舍里面。
And have granted him free accommodation to live at the Jabez Ministry.
带领他信主
and I've brought him to come to know God.
而且是学生的同工
and in fact now he has become a student co-worker.
他现在是电子工程专业的三年级的大学生
he is now a third year student in electrical engineering.
他的生命当中充满了来自上帝的自信
and his life is now filled with the self-confidence granted to him from God.
你去拍照的时候你要蹲下来他是不允许的 他要你站起来让比较出来，我就是这么高。
In taking a photo with him, he actually told us never to stoop down because he wanted everyone to see how tall he was in comparison, standing up.
因为他知道耶稣不歧视他，所以说其他人他也不在乎，不要人家来怜悯他。
Because he knows that Christ does not discriminate against him ever, and he does not really mind what anybody else thinks.
这在机场的时候，他来送我们的时候。
This is when he sent us off for departure at the airport.
你看，那个时候我们已经进去了，他们还在玻璃窗外面在欢送。
And even when we had left and were going up the escalator, they were still outside waving to us.
这是我们离开柬埔寨的最后一张照片。
This is the last photo we took before leaving Cambodia.
感谢主。
Thank, praise be to God.
好，第二个小故事是神怜悯被邪灵附身的人。
Second story is that God has mercy on people possessed by evil spirits.
弟兄姐妹，你们记得福音书上当年主耶稣从一个人身上赶出多少鬼啊？赶出一大群鬼，对不对
？Brothers and sisters, do you remember in the gospel, the story, the miracle where Christ drove out a legion of demons from a man?
那群鬼跑到猪的身上，多少猪跑到海里面淹死了
？And legion, this group of demons, escaped into a group of pigs.
你们也没有数过对吧？我也没数过。
Remember how many there were? I don't remember.
好，我们这次亲眼目睹一个被鬼附身的人。
But now we were witness to a young man who was possessed by evil spirits.
你看到这个小青年，他叫Kimson.
If we look at this youth, his name is Kimson.
他也是在亚比斯是服侍的一个大学生。
He's also a student of the Jabez Ministry.
但是他因为被邪灵附身，吃喝嫖赌样样不少。
But because he was possessed by a demon, he was in pursuit of a lot of bad things.
而且他根本不能控制自己。
And he was in fact unable to even control himself.
他又怕死，又怕痛，又怕病，又怕鬼。
He was rather bipolar. He was afraid of demons. He was afraid of death, disease.
所以他一天到晚就神魂颠倒，不能正常的读书，不能正常的生活。
And this condition impacted him, and he was unable to live normally or study.
而且宣教士跟他做很多工作的时候，他也不愿意接受。
And no matter how much work the missionaries tried to work on him, he was unwilling to accept it.
你看他的舌头，他的那么年轻，他里面有很多病在舌头上才会这个样子。
And in fact, despite his young age, he had a whole host of diseases. He was subject to a lot of diseases, and that's why his tongue.Was in this condition.
他的脸是比别人黑一倍的，尽管柬埔寨都黑，但是他是更黑。
And although you may say a lot of Cambodians are a darker shade, he was a unnaturally dark shade even for a Cambodian.
感谢主，在这段时间，他由于心里面的惧怕，由于神借着我们的祷告，他愿意接受我们的祷告，接受我们的治疗。
But praise be to God that during the time that we were there, he, because of all his fears and unsureties he had in his heart, he was willing to come and accept God with us.
好，神的大能开始工作。
And God's work began.
圣灵慢慢地进入他的心脏。
And the Holy Spirit slowly entered into his body.
你看，经过祷告，他慢慢松开。那么多人在为他按手祷告。
And through continual prayer and just by many people, he slowly began to let go of his previous fears.
那天我们亲眼看到他的人经过祷告以后，整个人就是释放了。
And we saw that day after continually praying for him that he was finally healed from a lot of his previous conditions.
你看，他开始笑了。
And at the end of all the prayer, he finally began to smile.
尽管这个笑还是不是很自信，但是这是我们去了两个星期第一次看到他笑。
And I mean, although this smile doesn't display complete confidence in God as yet, this was the first time in the 2 weeks that we had known him that he had smiled.
这是一个新的生命的开始。
And I believe this is the start of a new life for him.
这也是神的大能的印证。
And this is another testimony of God's great power.
好，我们下一个故事，我们来看这个贫民窟。
And the third story now we're going to look at is in the slums.
你们上次缅甸好像也有贫民窟，对吗？
In fact, we saw a lot of slums too in Myanmar.
你看这个贫民窟，就是说金边的人赶出去没有房子的，都赶到这个贫民窟去。
Slums are where all the people who didn't have a place to live were all herded and concentrated and kept there.
你们看到上面有个 sign 叫什么 Hope School， 那是韩国人开的。
We can see the sign here. Hope School was a school opened by Koreans.
这个贫民窟因为穷到那个水都是被臭水包围，我们要穿过一个臭水，光了脚穿过臭水才能进去的，没有人愿意进去的地方。
I mean, the slums were located in an area so desolate that you had to wade through a river of really stinking and polluted water in order to reach there.
所以臭气熏天，所以是一个被遗忘的人群，也是一个被遗忘的角落。
And hence, usually people avoided this area, and in fact, this was a completely forgotten slum by the general population.
但主耶稣的大爱不会遗漏这个地方。
However, Christ's love will not forget his people in the slum.
所以 Hope 进入这个群体。
And hence, Hope School entered into this community.
我们看到这个就是 Hope School 的一个全貌。
And hence, we can see a poster of Hope School there.
韩国人在宣教方面做得比我们好得多得多。中国人 ，sorry， 中国人今天总共在海外派出的长宣只有2000人。多少人口呢？十三，现在是要14亿人口。
I mean, Koreans are really, they are much better than, for example, the Chinese at sending the missionaries out, and they've been very successful. So, I mean, in the nation of China, only 2,000 missionaries are outside of China, compared to a population of 13 billion.
韩国只有几千人，几千万人，但是韩国现在宣教士有2万人在海外。
South Korea has a population of 50 million.
差不多哎。
And how many?
2万。
And they have
20,000.
20,000 missionaries.
好，这是他们那个宣教士帮他们办的一个学校。
This is a school that was run and developed by missionaries.
就这个贫民窟里面有两个学校是宣教士办的。
There are only two schools within this slum ghetto region, and they were both created by missionaries.
这是。在这个贫民窟上学的同孩子。
And these are children who attend these schools from the slums.
你说他在哭还在笑
？Do you think the child here is laughing or crying?
又想哭又想笑，因为很感动。
He's kind of doing a bit of both because I think he was just so emotionally touched.
这是学校兼这个崇拜厅。
This is the chapel for the school.
都是用草盖的房子。
All these houses were built by wood and bamboo.
这就是学校的正门。
This is the front yard, front door of the school.
刚才那个 Hope 石鼓加上这个石鼓，就总共两个学校在这个贫民窟。
This school and Hope School previously are the only two schools in this ghetto.
好，下一组故事就讲到上帝的大爱，也是覆盖他的仆人家庭。
The fourth story is about God's great love, and it is a love that covers the whole family of His servants.
这张照片当中，中间的个女孩子叫 Chenny.
The girl in the center of this photo, her name is Chenny.
Chenny 也是一个亚比斯的大学生。
Chenny is another student at the Jabez Ministry.
边上的是他哥哥。
On the right hand side is her brother.
他的哥哥是这个农村的第一个信徒。
Her brother is the first Christian in his whole village, this village.
也是第一个传道人。
And he is also the first preacher.
他是非常非常困难的。
It is very difficult for him.
因为整个村都是跟他信仰不一样的。
Because the whole village has very different beliefs and values to him.
特别是来自他的父母、他的祖母，甚至他祖母的母亲都还活着。
Especially from his parents and extended family.
然后他们全部反对他。
They are all against him.
但他又不能妥协他的信仰。
But he cannot let go of his religion, his faith.
因为千里不是信徒，所以他很痛苦。他很爱他的哥哥，也是很爱他的家庭。
And because of this, Chenny in the middle here is very torn because she both loves her brother who is a Christian and she loves her parents who are not.
他感到他哥哥不顺服家庭是不对的，但是他也感到哥哥做的事好像又是对的。
She is torn because she thinks that her brother being going against the family is wrong, but at the same time she realizes what her brother is preaching is correct.
所以我们在千里脸上也一直看不到笑脸。
And hence, we never really saw a smile on Chenny's face.
我们到千里是第一次，就是第一个农村探访的，就是到他的家庭。
The first house that we visited when we arrived at the village was Chenny's house.
你们看到中间那位是老太太，已经快九十岁了，是他祖母的母亲。
We can see the old lady in the middle. I believe that's Chenny's great grandmother.
Grandmother's mother.
Great grandmother. That's right.
所以
She's 90 years old.
我们希望通过短宣队，借着这个短宣队，上帝的圣灵赐给他们这个家的福气。
And we hope that through missions groups and our spreading the gospel that the Christianity will reach families like these.
你们知道上帝的大爱是什么？一人得救什么？全家得救，对不对？
With God's grace, if one person is saved, the whole family can be saved.
所以当千里痛苦的时候，短宣队到了，上帝就借这个短宣队，我们这个群体作为一个媒体，把大爱送进他的心里面。
And hence, despite Chenny's tensions and difficulties, when the missionary group came, an abundance of love was brought towards them.
很奇妙的，在我们到的第九天，我们在一个福音之夜的一个晚会上，千里信主了。
And on the ninth day that we were there, while we were hosting a gospel night, Chenny gave her life to Christ.
你看，现在千里笑得多高兴。
And now we can see the joy that is apparent in her life.
她现在再也不用挣扎在又感到这个他哥哥对，又感到他爸爸妈妈对这种痛苦当中。
And she is no longer caught between tensions between her brother and the rest of her family.
很遗憾，我就准备了这些九个故事，但是我们要想一想，上帝让这些人信主都是通过谁？
Now that we've shared these nine stories, I'd like you to think.
就是说上帝的爱都是通过什么管道传给他们？
We would like you to think about how God is able to spread His love and what channels He uses to reach people.
我们讲上帝的大爱是长阔高深，是一种形容词。
We know that God's love is vast and abundant. These are just adjectives.
但是是通过一个个活生生的人传递给每个人。
But nevertheless, it is through His disciples, His children, that the gospel is actually spread physically.
我们刚才看到 Katie 是一位女宣教士，这位叫 Jameson。 这位戴眼镜的叫 Jameson 是男的宣教士。
We see the two preachers. The other lady we saw was Katie, and this gentleman here is called Jensen.
我们只去了两个星期。
We were only there for 2 weeks.
他们已经在那里待了七年。
They've already been in Cambodia for 7 years. These missionaries.
他们放弃了在香港、在加拿大非常优越的条件。
They've given up very rich and wealthy lifestyles in Canada and Hong Kong.
把整个生命摆上，把这些上帝的大爱传递到那些被需要的人群当中去。
And have given their lives to God so that they can spread the gospel to people who are poverty stricken, such as in Cambodia.
所以这个就是从基督徒从当初耶稣十二个门徒到现在有二十八亿之多这个秘密。
And these are just a few of the examples of people who have, the Christian ministry that has grown from 12 disciples to over 2 billion people today.
相比于他们，我们只是一个，我们只能不叫宣教，我们是访宣，我们只是访问而已。
Compared to them, their actual mission work, we are just merely scratching the surface.
但是我们愿意成为一个上帝大爱传递的一个器皿。
However, all of us should wish to become an instrument to serve.God and spread His gospel.
我相信你们在座的每一位都愿意成为上帝传递上帝大爱的器皿。
I am sure that every one of you here is willing to become an instrument for God.
你们愿意吗
？Are you willing?
你们不一定要到柬埔寨去。
I mean, you don't necessarily have to go to Cambodia.
也不一定到缅甸去。
Or to Myanmar.
上帝已经把需要的人都放在我们周围了。
Because everyone you need to preach to is already around you.
所以就请从你身边的人，从你的家人开始，把这个爱传给他们。
Start by spreading God's love to your friends and family around you.
让我们起来祷告。
Let us join in prayer.
亲爱的天父，救主耶稣基督，我们知道你通过这短短的一点信息，让我们看到一点点你大爱的彰显。其实
Dear Lord, thank you for just letting us see your great love through some of the small examples that we provided today.
其实你的爱是根本没有办法用语言来表达的。
In actual fact, your love is immeasurable through mere words.
我们怎么能用生命来感受
？We can only experience it through our lives.
我们也愿意让我们的生命成为你爱的管道。
And we are willing for our lives to become a channel for your gospel.
把你的爱送给那些还没有得到的人。
So that your love is spread to those who do not yet understand your love.
奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
In Christ's most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。怎么关掉？啊，他们就关了，谢谢。